You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16-17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen, amen. Good morning. Welcome to Hidden Places. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host, and happy to be here this morning. And, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of warfare going on before we come in for the program. But we know that God is faithful and he has a plan and a purpose. Every time we come in to do this program and even any of the other programs here, the live programs, you know, the enemy's not happy with Christians knowing who they are in Christ.
Yes.
The enemy's not happy with people that walk in the Word, people that believe the Word, people that walk by faith. The enemy is not pleased with that. And, you know, we're seeing many things are being exposed, both in the church, politically, all kinds of things going on that the enemy is being uncovered more so than we've ever seen in our lifetime. And it's... you know, if you don't have faith, you're going to be kind of freaking out a little bit. You know, there's a lot of, there's no shortage of prophetic words and prophecies and, you know, from all kinds of people, that, you know, Christians as well, you know, prophecies about, oh, you know, in the next 3 months, this is going to happen. And the next 3 months is a time of this or that. So there's a lot of, conflicting words that, you know, we really have to be careful who we're listening to and who we're coming into agreement with. And I would say coming into agreement with the word of the Lord is the safest place to be. Amen. And as well is staying in his presence and making him your focus. And, you know, for myself, too, I mean, you know, of course, I look at the news, I look at things that are happening, and, you know, we're just kind of aware of stuff, but it's very easy to get sucked into things and then go down a rabbit hole with somebody's thoughts about something, you know, and it's hard to stay away from it, especially if you're on social media. Mm. And, you know, it's just... You might be looking at a video of something, you know, great preaching, somebody's great message. And then the next video that pops up is, you know, so-and-so's a false prophet, you know, and the clickbait and, you know, the constant assault on your mind. I've noticed that the algorithms have changed and both on, well, several of the social media pages. It used to be that you could scroll leisurely and look for what you wanted, but now somebody is controlling what you see and manipulating the things that pop up on your feed. So then now that AI is becoming the fastest thing happening, we have to really have discernment in this hour and do our best to not get sucked into that vortex. And, you know, people say, well, you know, AI is great. And yeah, it might be. But if you if you're somebody who's susceptible to believing pretty much anything, then you're going to just get lost in a quagmire of stuff, and you're not going to be able to tell what's real and what's not. So with that being said, just want to welcome, I forgot your name, Nanette. No, I do that to her every week.
We can tell
Nanette
where
Maldonado.
Karen's at right now.
Nanette Maldonado, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Deanne Diaz, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
And our brother, Sean Ohe.
Good morning, good afternoon. Oh, I was going to say good afternoon.
So, welcome you guys. And but I, you know, I did want to talk about faith a little bit, but I've got several different scriptures on faith. And I just watched a message yesterday from somebody that I follow. And basically he was saying, if you say it, you're going to see it. Now, I know with the faith teaching, a lot of people are, you know, not kind of soured on faith teaching. But, you know, the word says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So when you hear the word of God, you're hearing, I believe in that context, is you're hearing with the intent to do something about it. You're not just hearing it like, oh, you know, I heard a joke yesterday. No, it's you're hearing the word of God. And when you take in the word of God, you can believe the word of God. When you receive it and believe it and apply it to your own life, it's like with salvation, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So when you hear that scripture, that word, you know, you believe that word and you receive that word into your life. So any scripture, you know, all scripture is given for teaching, training, and all kinds of other things. All scripture from start to finish, the whole word of God,
amen.
All of the word of God is available for teaching. Things, you know, may have been addressed to a certain group, but it still applies to us. We can still use the application of any scripture in the word of God. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you hear it and you can believe it, then you can act on it. And then you will see the result of what you act on. And for me, the easiest thing is to apply it for healing. You know, when the cross in Isaiah 53, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And there's many people in the body of Christ that do not believe that Jesus still heals. And it's just so mind-boggling. But in that scripture, which is also in Acts as well, that, you know, he died. He died to give us salvation. His blood was shed to bring salvation to us, to bring deliverance to us, deliverance from the sinful life. We're never going to escape the sinful life. It's, you know, from now till we die, we still have the sinful nature. But he came to give us life, and life more abundantly. So we have a choice to live in his way, which is by faith, or we can just kind of stumble along and just do it however we want to in the flesh. And, you know, I know for many years, because I didn't understand faith and I didn't, you know, get a lot of things. Maybe I didn't spend a lot of time in the Word. But, you know, you kind of just stumble around until you stop stumbling and you start believing. And when you have one thing in your life that, you know, that God did for you, it changes everything. And if, you know, it's not a matter of, well, you know, I've, okay, God, I got financial problem here or there. you know, and then you're like, oh, you know, I hope he takes care of it. And, you know, you just kind of half-heartedly believing. But when you pray for something, when you pray and you ask him, because the word says whatsoever you ask for in faith, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. And of course, we all know it's not, well, you know, I want a new car, new house and all this stuff. It's really something that is in alignment with the word of God for your life. But when he does something for you, when you prayed in faith, then it becomes easier to believe him for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Hmm. And anyway, I just wanted to say that. But let me give you in Hebrews 11:1, we all know this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that's the King James. And then in the New Living, it says faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things that we cannot see. And we know that, you know, the Lord God formed the world. So there was nothing before. And then he created it. He, you know, had it in his mind. And then he created it and he spoke it into existence. And that's how things were, how what we see now came about. So faith is that same way for us, that, you know, God made us to be creative beings as well. We all have different talents and stuff, but what we create things with our words. And if we speak words that are negative and condescending and not in agreement with the word of God, then that's what we get. You know, there's nothing. You don't get anything. If you're sick and you keep saying, well, you know, I'm sick. I'm tired of being sick. I'm sick. I've got this and I've got that. You're not going to get any further than that. Yet, when you take the scripture that says, by his stripes I am healed, and you begin to meditate on that word, and you begin to believe that word, even though the circumstance may not change, you've got to believe before you're going to see it. And when you speak it aloud, it will come to pass as the Lord has deemed. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. And I don't know what you guys want to say about faith or whatever. You can just add to whatever. And we'll just, the conversation's opened up. So I think Sean wants to go first.
After everything you said, I'm just thinking how Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe.
Yes.
The Bible says it's with the heart man believes, and it's with his mouth his confession is made unto salvation. So think about this. Unless you're a child, unless you come as a child, you can't enter the kingdom. And the Bible also tells us in the book of Proverbs, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he or she is old, he will not depart. So believing is with the heart. Speaking is, confessing is with the mouth. When you were a child, do you remember when you would just sit back in that state of listening and learning, and you're listening to adults talk, and you're listening to your family? And I'll be real honest, I love my family and they were wonderful people, but I don't remember ever hearing them talk about the Word of God. They talked about everything, but they were decent people. And they talked about the price of coffee. They talked about the war that was going on in Vietnam, but they didn't talk about the Word of God. You know, and when you're really young, you're impressionable. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart, because you were created with a mouth and a spirit. And most of us are familiar with what we put in our mouth, but most people are not familiar with what's coming out of their mouth, because again, it's with your spirit or with your heart that you believe, but it's with your mouth. Your confession is made unto what salvation is. You know, so people believe different things about what they say their religion has taught them. But if Christ provided healing and the Bible says it in how many places, then you should be able to confess your healing, your prosperity, your abundance, your deliverance, because all things are possible to them that believe. And, you know, God doesn't want to scare us, but he wants to prepare us for the times, because there's two kinds of people in the world today. There's those who are humble and those who operate out of an excessive pride or excessive self-confidence called hubris, which becomes an inescapable downfall. Hubris is a very, very excessive pride. But you know, Scripture tells us if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he would exalt us in due time. And when God exalts us as believers, he raises us up. So to be raised up is to be elevated. And it's time to slay the demons of our lives. Mm-hmm. It's time to slay the enemies.
Amen.
Why did the uncircumcised Philistine, what was his name?
Goliath.
David asked him. But do you understand why that Goliath really existed? It was to elevate David in a day to become who he was. Mm. Because David walked in great faith. He was a prophet, a priest, and a king. But the faith that he walked in was towards the anointing that was on his life to remove burdens and destroy yokes of bondage. So if you're going to walk in real biblical faith, it's going to cause you to be elevated to become who you really are in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and as Karen was sharing and what Scene was adding to, right away it took me to Romans 8:28, and it said, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." And when I think about that, I think exactly what Scene and what Karen is sharing, you know, not only this faith thing, but then the process thereof. Like, whatever was in our DNA that God created for himself eventually comes out, and that's so encouraging. If you're under the headship of Christ, if you're willing to go through that process, if you're willing to align and humble yourself, that the things that are happening in our life today, the people that he's using, good or bad, it works together, all of it, for our good, who love God and are created for his purpose. And so I think of, like, David. I was thinking of Moses. I mean, even in our shortcomings, even in our character deficits, in our lack, all of it, you see the hand of God and you see the process of God, again, forming us or conforming us to Jesus. This ideal, this most perfect person, perfect. There is no one like Jesus. No one like Jesus. Yet he says, "I've overcome this world, and so shall you. I set the pattern before you. Walk in it." You know, he said all of these encouraging, listen, you want to hear a motivational speaker? Sit under the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Sit under his teaching. He'll motivate you because what he has to say is absolute truth. Again, when the disciples were turned away and said, "Listen, you can go your way. You can go your way. I got this." and I'm paraphrasing, guys, but what did they say again? And I say it to, I say it too every day. Where would I go, Lord? Where would I go? You hold the teachings that bring life. You hold the teachings that bring eternity. You hold the teachings according to Hebrews 4 that it's alive and active. And it's the very word of God that you said, faith comes by hearing the word of God, right? That very word is so alive that it's doing and it's drawing out again what God created in the first place in us. If he put faith in David, right? This like tremendous faith to fight Goliath and know who his backing was, to even fight the bear and the lion prior, right? To get him to that place. Yeah, you know, he fell short in a lot of ways. But that faith was in his DNA, that God-given faith, that measure of faith, right? Moses, same thing. Pharaoh's adopted son, you know? Pharaoh's, more than likely, maybe he would have reigned and took over, you know, eventually, right? But he decided to go back. He decided to recognize his true identity, his true inheritance, his true lineage, what he was meant to do, his purpose. And so he goes back out, you know, and he's under someone's leadership and care. And you know, we know the story, but he had a lot of shortcomings too. He doubted himself. He was insecure. You know, some say he had a speech impairment, you know. But he would go and deliver the message. God knew what was in Moses, in his very own DNA, that his name, he was drawn out of the water, right? Mm-hmm. If I can recall it, I don't know if I'm recalling it the right way. It was like he carried this water, you know, he carried this water about him for the people, and yet, you know, we know what took place, but again, he was used. All of these people that are written here and all of the people today that are written in this book that we have yet to see, right? The edition, the chronicles, right. Whatever, the second part, the third part, the fourth part. It's like whatever he put in us is going to come out. Allow the process. Humble yourself. And all things, just remember that everything that's happening now, the people you don't like, but you're called to love. The people that are not so, I mean, they're just rubbing you the wrong way. It's all conforming us to the image of Christ. It's all building that character necessary to hold and to give out, right? Everything of God in us. And it's all working out so we can fulfill that purpose. And so, yeah, that's my short snippet for now with what you guys had to say.
Ooh, amen. Wow. I didn't know. Well, the Holy Spirit knew what we were going to focus on today. Faith. Ooh, every single one of you are just sparking everything that's been all week long taking place in my heart and in my life. And we all have those struggles and those challenges. So many. And when people, you know, call or say, you know, can you pray with me or I need to talk to you? You know, my daughter with my teenage grandson, my sister-in-law who has the reoccurring cancer when she was cancer-free is coming back. My brother who's still sitting in jail who should have already been released and it makes no sense at all that he's still there. But this is, as I was just standing in the gap on my own praying for so many, one evening, God just kept putting in my heart, he who promised is faithful. He is faithful. And that's in Hebrews 10:23. He who promised is faithful. And great is thy faithfulness, O God. Great is thy faithfulness. And that's Lamentations 3:23. Great is your faithfulness. And God reminded me, you're but dust of the earth. I created you out of the dust of the earth, and I breathed life into you. Everyone that is alive, it's only because God breathed his life in you. He was intimate with you in the womb of your mother. He formed you. He knit you. He, every hair on your head is numbered. That's who is your creator, your Abba Father. He is faithful, and he would not call us to be or do anything that he is not already. Right? I don't want to get off track, but God is love. How can he call us to love others as ourselves and love one another if he hadn't first did it? We can't do it unless it's in him first, because he created us. God is love. So back to the faithfulness, and seeing you touched on, you know, coming to him, we're but children. We're just sons and daughters of God. We're little children, and we have to come to him with that childlike faith and include him, inquire of him, rely on him, depend on him, lean on him. It has to be him, and we have to know what he says about whatever the topic is. I was telling Sean before we started, when I came into the Lord in 1995, distressed, lost, depressed, suicidal, and my Rhema graduate pastor, I would talk to him, and he would always say, what does the Word say about that? You need to find out what the Word says. He instructed me to get my Knaves Topical Bible, get a concordance, and he said, you need to get to the root. Find out what the Word of God says about your situation. And then you stand on, you declare and decree and agree with that word. All you have to do is agree with that. And because the battles, that was the other thing this week, the battles don't belong to us. The battles belong to the Lord. The battle for freedom, whatever's holding you in bondage or captivity, the battle for your health, whatever is attacking your body, the battle for your children who are rebellious and becoming prodigals when they know the word and they know you've raised them in the church and they're becoming prodigals. Whatever battle you're facing with your spouse, whatever battle you're facing with your finances, whatever's trying to steal your resources and steal your prosperity, your abundance, those battles all belong to the Lord. So when he wants us to have faith that pleases him, I'm going to read through these real quick. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 and 3:3 says, he who calls you is faithful, but the Lord is faithful. 2 Corinthians 1:18, but as God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation can overtake you, but God is faithful. I mean, and there's so many more scriptures, but the last one, Psalm 119:90. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. So Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. As Nanette said, we must fix our eyes on him. We just look to him, and whatever he did, that's what we do. And we have the mind of Christ. When we're a born-again believer, we have the mind of Christ, which is of faith. And God has already given us a measure of faith. So when we say, I can't do this anymore. Yes, you can. The devil is a liar. You take your thoughts captive and you line them up with the word of God and you say, get thee behind me, Satan. Not today. You're not going to deceive me. I've been telling so many this week, you need to, any thought, any emotion, anything that comes to you that you know does not align, that is contrary and opposes the word of God, the heart of God, the truth of God, you need to resist it. Refuse, resist, and reject it in the name of Jesus. God tells us first, resist the devil. And then he tells us very clearly, submit to God. And we submit to God by submitting to his word. Hallelujah.
Amen. Should go to a break, but I just wanted to get this in. So last week in our meeting, which you guys weren't here, Nanette and Deanne. Was it last week? Yeah. So the other two that were here at the meeting were both wearing black and white in their clothes.
One of them had black and white Bible cover. One had a black top and a black and white skirt. One had a black and white shirt. And the whole time that we were together, I'm like, why am I obsessed with this black and white? And then I began to think about all the questions that I've had for the Lord over the years since I surrendered. And that was in 1998. And so, you know, I was looking through some of my old journals and, you know, I just kind of flipped open to one page and it was like, here I am asking a question. And that's how I learned the word of God, you know, because I would say, because I have my little way of writing it. If I heard the Holy Spirit say it, I put quotations on it. But if it's something that I'm asking, I'll underline it. So then I know, you know. So, but it was through that time, you know, just some random example that I would say, Lord, why is this way? And then I would go look in the Word, or he would, you know, give me a hint of something, maybe a hint of a scripture. And then I would go to the Word, and my answer was right there. So then I would write the scripture down. So then whenever that thought would come up again, I would say, no, the Word says this. So things really are black and white. We're either of the kingdom or we're not. We're either of faith or we're not. I don't know, I'm kind of extreme. So, you know, it's his way or it's not. And if it's not his way, we, you know, it behooves us to find what his way is. And when we decree and declare his word, when we believe it, when we receive it, and when we act upon it, he said it so we can take it to the bank that yes, it's the truth. So when we hear ourselves decree and declare that word that he gave us, then it becomes part of us, and it's not anything the enemy can ever take away. So that's all I wanted to say for that. And black and white, it's either him or it's not. So let's go to the break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Set a fire inside me, a holy flame now burning, purified to make me holy.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Okay, we're back, and we've been talking about faith, and, you know, we can pray for people, and we can use our faith to come in agreement for other people, and, you know, like those guys that brought their friend in on the stretcher, the bed, whatever it was, and they lowered him down through the roof. you know, it was Jesus healed that guy because of their faith. And in this room here, there's a lot of faith.
Yes.
And we, I think we'll just take a little bit of time to pray for different things. And we'll just ask the Holy Spirit to lead, because he knows who's listening and he knows who needs what. And, you know, we don't know. We kind of know generally, you know, of course, there's people that are sick. We know that. But specific things. And so, Deanne, if you can lead us off in prayer.
Mm. Yeah. And you know, and before, it was like they had faith, but they were aggressive. Like, what they had to do so much to get their friend in there. It wasn't like, excuse me, move aside, you know? Like...
Yeah, they took drastic measures.
They physically, along spiritually, had to get their friend to the one. So I just wanted to interact.
Amen. No, that goes right along my... Someone sent me a phrase this morning, a saying from... it says, every altar built to the stars is war against the throne of God. Warrior, take your stand. Worship boldly, pray fiercely, and let the roar of holiness push back the tide of darkness. So, Father, we thank you, that our walk of faith, our walk of discipleship with Christ, it's not our own. We do not belong to ourselves. We're purchased with the blood of Jesus. We belong to you. And Jesus said, I must go that I can send the helper, and that he will lead us into all truth. So, Father, we thank you. There's been a lot of teachings and a lot of revelations too recently about the Spirit, living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. This is what the Word of God tells us to do. About being led by the Spirit. The sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. That we are to have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you that we are spirit living in this flesh body. And we, the Holy Spirit of God, lives in us. We are his temple. So, Father, I ask you to refresh our relationship, refresh our awareness of the Holy Spirit of the living God. He, the person of Holy Spirit. We need but to ask him, Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me pray. Holy Spirit, bring me revelation. Bring me understanding. Bring me instruction and strategy. We want to honor Holy Spirit. We want to include Holy Spirit. How many times I didn't know what to do, what to say, where to go. And I would just say, Holy Spirit, I need you to show me. I need you to help me. I have no clue. And he's so good. He's so faithful. So, Father, let us, Paul says, I daily buffet my flesh and put it under submission. Help us to do that. We are not to be living in the carnal flesh. We are to be living in the Spirit. That we would not be struggling with the flesh and the things of the world. Lord God, help us to rise above, as Sean said, to be elevated above our flesh, to be elevated above the things of the world that are going on, that we would have your perspective, because we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places. And we can see as you see, God. So we thank you. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us by your Spirit, that we would cast all our cares upon you, that we would make our requests be made known unto you, and that you will give us the peace of God, your peace, God. It's not peace of man. It's supernatural peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that you will guard our hearts and our minds, that we will not be troubled or afraid, that we will trust in you with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding, but acknowledge you in everything. You will order our steps. You will direct our path. You will provide. You will protect. You will do all that your word says you will do, because you're a good, good Father. And we thank you, God. We thank you that you've already seen our tomorrows. You know everything. Alpha, Omega, beginning, end, first, and last. Jesus says, come unto me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We choose this day and every day, Jesus, to come to you and accept your invitation of rest. We take your yoke upon us that's easy and your burden that is light, because we cannot bear it. We cannot bear the troubles and the responsibilities and the things of the earth that are happening. We cannot bear it. We are but flesh and blood. We are but dust of the earth. But God Almighty, none compare to you. None are like you. You are everything, everything, everything. And Jesus won the victory, and we do have the victory. We must proclaim the word of the Lord. We must just come into agreement with what is already done and finished. Father, just get us back in alignment. Get us back on that straight and narrow path, Father, that this walk, our Christian walk, our life in the Spirit, that it would be one of joy and one of peace and one of ease as we just do it with you and not without you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you, God. Father, which is always the first position that we need to take, is to humble ourselves, because you are God, and beside you there is no other. And we are created in your image and in your likeness, Lord. Yes. And Lord, you have a plan and a desire for us to follow after you and to follow after the plan and the vision that you have for each and every one of us. And you've given us your word. You've given us teachers. You've given us others who have helped along the way, Lord. But we know that there comes a time when we have to stand up on our own and declare that you are God, and that our trust is in you, our hope is in you. And Father, I just pray right now, even for those that are there's just like a little glimmer of hope that God's going to do something. And Lord, I just pray that even as your compassion is being poured out, Lord, upon your people, Lord, that opening would become wider and wider, that, Lord, that your light and your glory would shine forth into their lives, Lord, those that have been held captive, those that have been bound, even with their own mind, their own thinking, Lord, that, Jesus, that you would break in and bring your light and glory into them, Lord. Lord, that you would strengthen them and give them the faith for themselves, God, and not be looking to man and not be looking to for someone else to pray something away in their life, God, but they would come to you, Jesus, and that they would look at you, they would hear you, that they would open the door so that you can come in to that place in their life, Lord, that you could bring the healing, that you could bring the deliverance, that you could bring the very thing that they have been crying out for. Let your light and glory in. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for touching those that need physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing, the assault on the mind. Lord, we just take authority over that now in the name of Jesus. Every assaulting spirit upon the minds of your people, we bind it up and tie it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we release the peace of God, the peace, Lord, that peace that is given only by you in the minds of your people. Father, that the assault is bound up so that the people can think clearly. Mm-hmm. We speak clarity of mind in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, and with clarity of mind, then there can be clarity of understanding. And we thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that your word would come alive to your people by faith, not by mental assent, but by faith, that it would sink from the head into the heart. Mm. Lord Jesus, that you would do a mighty work in your people. You even said in your word that, will I find faith in the earth when I come? Mm-hmm. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? And I just speak faith today in the name of Jesus over every believer, over anyone who is listening. I speak faith. Let faith come alive in you, not your own faith,
but the faith of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let the faith of God come alive in you today in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, let faith arise. I keep hearing that. Let faith arise. And faith comes again. We keep saying that by hearing the word of the Lord. So what is the word for your situation? What is the word of truth? I mean, we are carriers of his image. We are carriers of his glory. We are carriers of all that his name it carries. We are carriers of his light. We are carriers of his power.
Yes.
I mean, yes. Well, let's just soak in that right now. Who are we? And who do we belong to? Who is working all things out for those who love him, for our good, for his purpose to come forth?
Thank you.
And you know, I just keep saying thank you for the cross, right? Thank you for the price you paid. We know that song, right? Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price you pay. But, you know, he didn't stay there. And, you know, I'm just thinking about the time that he revealed himself after the resurrection. The time that he revealed himself to so many, 500 plus, it says. But he revealed himself to his disciples in such an intimate way. He found them in the place where the doors and the walls could not even keep him.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me. Jesus in all his glory, even with our very own eyes, the disciples saw him physically, yet physically, there was no limit. He went through that wall and revealed himself. And do you know what? He revealed himself with his wounds. Maybe not all of them, but the main ones. The main ones that truly took him out, which was those pierced, right? The pierced wrists. Some say hands, some say wrists, you know, but the piercing, right? That was visible. That was visible. And that was visible to Thomas, the one that was looking for evidence, the one that was looking, no, that can't be. I have to see something in order to see that Jesus came out of this, that Jesus did what he said he was going to do. And he saw that wound in his side. The wounds were there, guys, but guess what? The glory filled it. The glory filled it. The healing filled it. The life, the light, all of that filled those wounds. So right now, I pray that those wounds that Jesus carried, that even if it's visible, hallelujah, the glory filled it. His glory filled it. He can testify and say, see these wounds? But these wounds no longer dictate my life. They no longer keep me bound to death. These wounds are filled with my glory, are filled with my healing. So, Lord, I thank you for the glory and the light and the healing power of that resurrection, of what took place. It was so visible. Let the healing be visible. Let the healing be visible today in people's life. Let there be testimonies of, look, so-and-so said I had this, or so-and-so said I was going to feel this for the rest of my life, or look at these wounds, but yet look what Jesus did to this wound. The light, the glory filled it. But yes, I can testify. Yeah, I did have cancer. I did have AIDS. I did have aches and pains. I did have memory loss. I did have all of these things. But yet, look what God did.
Yes.
Look what Jesus did.
Yes.
Lord, let it manifest today in people right now, even those who are listening. Let them receive that. Let them know that in their very own core, in their very own being, that Jesus put his light and healing and glory in those wounds, in that pain that no longer exists, in that sickness that left your body right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, when we were talking earlier about the guys that lowered their friend down, it says that, you know, Jesus observed the faith of the bed carriers as they carried the paralytic. You know, maybe this is a word for somebody that you need to use your faith, just as we're using our faith for your healing and for the areas, the things that we're praying. You need to take your faith for situations, maybe not in your life, but in the life of people you know, coworkers, family members, that you need to take your faith and move on that and act upon that so that Jesus can bring healing and deliverance into your own household. You know, you can have faith for other people easier than you can for yourself. So perhaps the Lord is desiring for us to use our faith that we have for others so that he can move in your life. Not just for that reason, but in order to draw you out and to bring you out into a place where you might be the only person that's going to speak into that life of a, you know, an individual that you know. And if you don't speak into them, then, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But use your faith. Let faith rise up in you for other people. A lot of times we just want to use our faith for ourselves in our own situation. But the Lord is saying to move out, move out. Gear up and move out and use your faith on behalf of other people. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord, you know, Jesus was moved with compassion. You know, when he saw the sick, he healed all those that came to him. He had pity on them and he healed them. And that same anointing that Jesus had resides within us. Let the Spirit of God move you forward out into a place maybe you haven't been before. But you have faith. You have faith to believe that the Lord would heal people if you laid hands on them or if you gave them a word or if you touch them. It's time for action. Time for action in the body. You know, not just sitting around waiting for our things to be fixed. We've been, you know, sitting up in the church for a lot of years collecting teaching. We know every scripture. We know every bit of teaching and training on this and that and the other thing. But if we're not using it, if we're not moving forward with it, maybe on behalf of others, I think the Lord maybe at this time is, you know, those of us that have been kind of waiting in the wings for God to use us, this is the time right now. This is the time. And guaranteed, if you go and you have the unction from the Holy Spirit to go out and pray for somebody, or, you know, you're just out on business, you know, talking to somebody, if the Spirit of God speaks to you to lay hands on the person or ask the person if they need healing, just do it, because the Lord's going to meet the need and he's going to be there with you. So I encourage you to get out there.
It's been said that faith begins where the will of God is known, and the will of God is revealed through the Word of God. So then faith is a substance. Faith is a heavenly material. Faith is a supernatural heavenly material that allows you to believe the truth. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And within that truth is an anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes of bondage. And there are people listening that are just stuck for years, stuck. Come out today. Yes, just like the lepers. They were healed as they went. Yes. Signs, wonders, and miracles are real because when people believe the Word of God and they obey that word that they hear, they stand up, they rise up out of obscurity, just like you're going to do. You're going to rise out of obscurity, and you're going to walk on the high places of life. You thought you couldn't, but when God can find a mouthpiece just to declare that over you because it's so, then the supernatural substance of faith is at work. Because again, faith begins where the will of God is known. And when God reveals his word to you, then And there's a supernatural technology by the Spirit of God releasing what faith really does. And it's to come to Jesus Christ and believe what he did, what he taught, and what he said. So move into the power realms of Almighty God, because these are the days of supernatural outpourings and manifestations of the Spirit of God operating through people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. There was something here I ran across. I just want to share these bullet points. Faith principles to enable you to walk in the victory. First, focus your attention on Jesus Christ. His blood is the most powerful protection. Focus on Jesus. Focus on his blood. Focus on that victory. Second, allow the Holy Spirit to have his way with you. We have to pray throughout the day and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in everything, our attitudes, our habits, feelings, behaviors, decisions, everything. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in you. Third, immerse yourself in the scriptures. We must be in the Word of God. We must be studied to show ourselves approved. We must be transformed by the Word of God, the renewing of our mind. Next, command the evil and demon powers in the name of Jesus to go away and leave you alone. We have all power and authority over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm us. We need to walk in that triumph that Jesus had over the enemy. So we can say, get thee behind me. We can bind and rebuke the devils and demon powers that are in operation in us and our families in Jesus' name. And lastly, hang on to other Christians. We need each other. Mm-hmm. We need, there's power in agreement, there's power in unity, and we need to be looking and linking arm in arm with one another, being a support, being an encouragement. Our sister Nanette, such an encourager, her gift of encouragement is amazing. We are not to be lone rangers. We are not to be isolated. We have to link up. We need to be fellowshipping. If it's two or more, we are not saying go to a big church. We're saying you hook up and you ask God to bring you those that you can stand with and have relationship with and fellowship with other believers.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And I'm getting this scripture right now, 2 Kings 5:14. And it says, so Naam went down to the Jordan River and dipped himself 7 times, as the man of God had instructed him. And his skin became as healthy as the skin of a young child, and he was healed. And one of the things that stood out to me was, you know, 7 times, and we know 7 is God's perfect number, and it's complete. Like, Jesus did it. He completed it all, right? He completed it all. And this river, this is life-giving rivers of living water that are flowing out of us. And so, you know, I'm just going to pray that whoever it is on the line, Lord, may they even be visited by a man of God that holds wisdom and instruction of our God regarding their healing, even their healing, what they need to do. And I pray that that person will receive it, will not doubt it, and will go into the waters, even if it takes 7 times, because they will be restored and they will be healed. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Never give up. Only believe. Continue to believe forever.
That's right. And I feel like that the Lord is saying, you know, get your healing. Believe by faith for your own healing. And then go out and believe for somebody else. And bring encouragement to somebody else. So we're out of time for today. And just want to thank you for joining us. And again, if you have any questions or comments, if you have prayer requests, you know, we're always taking prayer requests, but if, you know, if they just come in through the email to the station, you know, the staff will pray for them. But if you want specifically for the program, then in your request, mention Hidden Places, and we'll be sure to address that. And again, your comments, we appreciate your comments. And anything else, so whether they're good or bad or positive or negative, we will receive them with grace.
Amen.
God bless. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.